losing three straight games and, you know, looking at the weather forecast, there may be one or two more before the weekend is out. Obviously, you're used to dealing with some bad weather in the early start of the season, but this one kind of takes a cake, doesn't it?
Yeah, this one, this is abnormal, obviously, and we've dealt with it before. We run into this every spring. This reminds me of 2003. We lost six of our first seven games, and it was pretty bad. But this one takes the cake just from the standpoint it doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of light at the end of the tunnel. It just keeps raining, snowing, and temperatures just stay in this 30-degree range. And on our end, there's not a whole lot you can do. You just come in, you see what the forecast is going to be, and you just keep looking forward to the next day.
Financially, the way the schedule lines up, you don't get these guys back in the first half. You don't get King County back. You didn't get Cedar Rapids back. So you're being forced to deal with scheduling doubleheaders at their place. How big of a deal is that for you guys?
Well, on our end, scheduling the doubleheaders, that's kind of the easy part, and you look for when you play again. And with the two halves, you have to play any rained-out games in that half. So that means playing them on the road. That's what we have to do. Unfortunately, it's not a great day for the visiting team to have to, or, well, let's use Cedar Rapids, for example. They have to have doubleheaders next week now, and it's not going to be a giant moneymaker for them. That probably actually hurts them to keep staff there longer. It's just one gate. They don't get two separate gates, and it's not like people in Cedar Rapids are saying, oh, great, now we get to come to two games, let's go. So it's pretty much more work for the team, for Cedar Rapids, and potentially it could be Kane County if we can't get these games in as well. Financially for us, it obviously hurts that we don't open the gates. We try to minimize our costs as much as we can and call the games early and don't bring staff in and don't start prepping any type of food. We do figure that in April we're going to get some rough weather, so we usually budget for two rainouts, and obviously we've already surpassed that in the first week. But again, April games for us, they're a necessity because that's when the schedule starts. We don't ever figure they're going to make or break our year. If this was happening in July, that might be a different story. But right now it's the beginning of the year, and we'll make hay once we get into May through August.
You speak with a manager every day. What's this doing to the ball club?
Well, what's nice is Matt is from Appleton, so he understands. He gets the weather, and we talk, and he realizes there's nothing we can do. We do have some nice facilities inside here that they're able to take batting practice. Pitchers can throw off the mound. There's a nice weight room here, so they can get some work done. Obviously, they'd like to be on the field and doing some of that field work, but you know, we're where we're at, and they realize that. So it's actually extremely easy to work with Matt because he's extremely understanding.